What's up, party people? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Listen, the last few months, I've been having some vision problems, okay? It's been horrible. If I pulled up into a drive-thru and was trying to read the menu, it was all bad. All bad. So I ain't even worried about that. So you go to the places that you know. So when you get to up there to place your order, you already know what you're going to get because you know what's on the menu. Anyway, so I noticed that my eyes was changing. I noticed that at night, it was hard for me to see. And the lights on the cars, the traffic lights, they were looking like kaleidoscopes. Yup, kaleidoscopes. And I was like, hold up. Your girl can't see. I was like, I can't see, Jesus. So I scheduled an appointment to get my eyes checked a few weeks ago. And my appointment was on Saturday the 7th. And I was so excited to be able to go in and get my eyes examined because I knew that they had changed. And listen, I'm getting a new script. Yes, if I had some people cheering and going, I would have put that in there. Anyways, I'm still on the struggle bus with trying to figure out what's going on with the MacBook so that I could edit and include things like that. But yeah, I ain't figured it out yet. So in the meantime, you're going to have to continue to bear with me a little longer and hear the ums, the ahs, and the ands, okay? And all of the mess up and the long pauses. But we're going to get it together. We're going to get it together because that's what I do. I get it together. Anyway, my glasses, they say it should take about a week. So I am hopeful that I will get them by Saturday at least. I so need those glasses to drive. So I'm really hoping that they're here Saturday. Prayerfully, they may come a little bit early. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. Anyways, I did my hair today. You know, I had it in some twists. So I took them down yesterday and put conditioner in my hair. So today was like, okay, let's spray it with some water, detangle it, wash it, decondition, detangle again, trim these ends after I blow dry. It was a long, long process. And when I say I literally hate having to do this because it takes so long. I'm talking like 6 hours from start to finish. Yes. I'm so happy to be done. Because it's a process. I mean, it is a process. But anyway, hair looking good now. But I promise you it will be back up in some twists again. Because I don't have time to be doing my hair on a daily basis. I just don't have time for it. Anyway, love for number 3, Damar Hamlin. I'm so excited that he's doing better. That young man has a whole lot of life left to live. And you already know God is good. Yes, he is all the time. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. And if you have not purchased your hashtag Activate Your Faith Notebook on Amazon.com, please support your girl and go out and get you a notebook. You can find it in books, so you need to go to the books and search it. Search under hashtag Activate Your Faith. You will see a purple notebook pop up. It's kind of pinkish. The cover is, and then there's a hashtag Activate Your Faith with diamond on it and purple. And If you open up the notebook, once you get it, you'll see that all the pages match the notebook. It's really nice. It's really pretty. So please support your girl. I really would appreciate that. And then tell all your friends to go out and get it. It's just something for you to write down your thoughts, organize your day, even make plans, you know? It's a good deal, okay? And it says, hashtag activate your faith on every single page, because I need you to activate your faith, okay? Anyway, so this is the start of the next week. Let's get it of the next week. How that sound? Crazy. This is the start of a new week. Let's get it. Let's go. Have a great week. Be positive. Be uplifting. And know that you got this. You got this. Okay? Stay safe. Stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith.